Hello, good morning. My name is Rosalind Knight, and I'm an actress in London. I was trained at the Old Vic Theatre School in West Dulwich, a suburb of London, a very fine training. And I'm standing in Brighton on a July morning with the rain slashing down at the sea outside. And I'm going to read a bit of Lady Windermere's Fan by Oscar Wilde, the part being the Duchess of Berwick, who's a fantastic aristocrat. She's got a daughter of her own, so nobody really knows how old she is. Now then, here we go. Duchess of Berwick. Ah, the dear pretty baby. How is the little darling? Is it a boy or a girl? I hope a girl. Oh no, I remember now, it's a boy. I'm so sorry. Boys are so wicked. My boy is excessively immoral. You wouldn't believe at what hours he comes home, and he's only left Oxford for a few months. I really don't know what they teach them there. Lady Windermere, are all men bad? Oh, all of them, my dear, all of them, without any exception. And they never grow any better. Men become old, but they never become good. Well, Windermere and I married for love. Oh, yes, we begin like that. It was only Berwick's brutal and incessant threats of suicide that made me accept him at all. And before the year was out, he was running after my all kinds of petticoats, every colour, every shape, every material. In fact, before the honeymoon was over, I caught him winking at my maid, a most pretty, respectable girl. I dismissed her at once without a character. Oh, no. I remember I passed her on to my sister. Poor dear Sir George is so short-sighted, I thought it wouldn't matter. But it did, though. It's most unfortunate. Well, and now, my dear child, I must go, as we are dining out. Mind you, don't take this little aberration of Windermere's too much to heart. Just take him abroad, and he'll come back to you, all right? Come back to me? Oh, yes, dear. These wicked women get their husbands away from us, but they always come back. Slightly damaged, of course. And don't make scenes. Men hate them.